This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hello and welcome to Perfect Fiction, the show where I'm perfect and you're, of course, a person. Today, I huffed gas. And still can kind of taste it. And it wasn't intentional. I was riding a children's locomotive and we were sort of in the car right next to the train conductor's car.
Oh, you huffed gas. Were you saying I halved guessed?
No, I huffed.
Okay.
Gas.
I thought you were saying I have like I protect, I attack. I thought you were saying I have guessed you in a weird voice.
Sorry, you thought I was doing like a
Yeah, I thought you were doing like
I'm
a 2018
a small boy.
Yeah. Like the small beanification of podcasts.
I was not small beanificationing myself, by the way. Obviously I small bean. Obviously I have
guys, guessed. Obviously I small bean. Despite the recent allegations of my...
People think I'm not small bean anymore, and I just want to say firmly that I small bean now.
What's the opposite of a small bean?
Big turd.
Yeah.
What is small bean? Big meat. I have big meat, and I'm here, obviously, with Spencer Agnew.
Yes, thank you for having
Spencer
me.
Spencer Anew? Agnew?
Agnew.
Spencer Agnew. I'm here, obviously, with... And I did huff gas because I was on a child's locomotive today. And we said... this will be fun, right? Our adorable 15-month-old will love this. And he certainly did. We got onto the train car. We noticed that the car right next to the engine of the children's locomotive, oh, no one's sitting in there. Well, obviously, we have to sit in there. And as soon as it took off on the 15-minute excursion, I was huffing gas. And it fucking reeked. And I could still taste it. It was disgusting.
Oh, this was today?
This was today. This was like an hour ago.
Dude. The fact that people can do like two things in a day is crazy to me.
I appreciate that.
I heard that I was going to do this today, and I was like, well, I can't do anything else on Saturday.
Bold day.
Not in a bad way. Not in like, oh, fuck, I got to do this. But more of like a, like, okay, that's my plan.
Yeah.
Like, that's my plan. Like, maybe I'll do something on the way back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe I was going to, dude, it took me an hour to, well, like, I won't dox.
It took you
like,
an hour to here?
It took me an hour to get here.
Oh, my God.
Usually it's a 20-minute drive.
Just because you hit a crazy traffic?
I hit crazy traffic. And I pride myself. I was like, you know, I'm going to stop. I'm going to get some food. I'm
yeah,
gonna
right.
This.
That's
no, it was
crazy.
It ruined.
Do you live in the West Side? No.
I live in the Valley.
Oh, sure. Yeah no,
but
normally.
I guess the West Side of the Valley.
Oh, got it. Okay, cool.
It's something insane that I've never talked about. I have to do every time I got to determine East and West, I got to do never eat soggy waffles.
I love that about you.
Yeah. I don't
you have
know
to
why.
Go
yeah.
Left
I can,
and right.
No, left and right. Left and right. I've got it. No problem. East and yeah. West, not intuitive.
Of course, yeah. No, north, south, east, west. Sometimes I do get confused. I'm like W, E. That part's a little confusing.
That's a faster way, I think I could remember it. We. Yeah.
Oh, because it is what?
Yeah, it's like west on the left and
I just
east
had to
on
think
the right.
About it.
Exactly.
Like, is it?
Dude, imagine if someone didn't know north from south.
That would be
that'd
fucking
be,
tough.
That'd be trouble.
That would be loser status.
That would
be small
status.
Bean for real. That would be fucking
Ray, that's. Big. Dude, that, okay, I do have a crazy story real fast.
Please.
One time, this was like around 2010, 2011, we were in Berlin, and we had just gone to like a nightclub.
Okay. Was it Bergheim?
No, it wasn't. We were losers. And then we couldn't get home, but I knew the cardinal direction of the place we were staying at. And so I used my iPhone compass, and I got us home.
That is awesome.
I think I was the first person to ever properly use the iPhone compass.
You opened it and the developers were like, are you sure?
Yeah, the developers were like, did you mean to open the calculator app? Because we can do that. That's like, it's a separate app, but like it's close.
It's right there. Yeah. Don't worry about it. That's sick, honestly. I was thinking recently, one of my son's toys came with like a compass on top of it. And I was like, compasses are a very cool piece of technology that I can't believe exists. I can't believe that fucking works.
Yeah. No, they should be used more. I want to mount one on my dash, like the kind of little bubble one.
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
I've been thinking recently about getting a nice compass.
Yeah, I've been getting into compasses lately.
somebody that's on the verge of a nervous breakdown. Yes.
Yeah, I've been on our compass a lot lately. Those guys are cooking over there.
Dude, yeah. Okay, nice bubble compass. Yeah.
No, I think there's certain things that you can't, like, you're either all or nothing. Like, one of them was probably compasses, and like, one of them's probably knives.
Oh, big time.
You can't, like, and sometimes I'm like, I kind of want to get like a cool knife, but then it's like, it's a slippery slope. You become a knife guy. Yeah. You become the guy who has a knife on you all the time.
Because if you bought one knife, it would be on a clip. You'd be like, check it out, I actually brought my knife. And that would be sort of like, you know, a little alarming to me. My dad carries a knife.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
He seems like a good man.
He's a good man with a blade. He's just,
God forbid you litter.
He'll fucking stab you. Reference to the Patreon cold open for those who know. Well, Spencer, obviously people know you from your work at Smosh.
Yeah, yeah. I'm the director of the games channel over there.
That's
Smosh
right.
Games.
Smosh Games, SG.
Yeah, we do. So, yeah, sometimes. Huh? Sometimes it's SG.
Thanks for your support.
Yeah, we have fun over there. You know, when I came on as, you know, a little background, when I came on as the Smosh Games director, I was like, we're going to play so many fucking video games. Like, I'm going to turn this into like the proper video gaming channel.
Fuck yeah.
We always needed to be
Dark Souls. Yeah. Fucking like, Dark Souls 2.
We're going to be doing like Dark Souls randomizers. Like, you know, we're going to be doing like Dark Souls, but like, you know, it's upside down.
But in real life.
And then immediately, you know, we launched like a couple like at proper gaming shows. Like we had one and we're so proud of it. Last night we were even talking about it because it was called Finishing Fast. And what you would do is you would race in video games. So like Mario 64, we downloaded like the multiplayer mod to be like first person to get to the star, like you win. Right. And we're like, this is like the most fun, awesome concept. And then we did like Fortnite. So it was like, you know, you drop at a point and then it's like, you know, whoever can get to the other side of the map first, like wins. And you can use like any mode of transportation. And we're like, this is so great. Dude, they immediately flopped. They were just like the worst, like,
they got
like half the views of everything else. We're like, okay, fuck it. Board games again.
Yeah.
And then I've learned to love the board gamification of the channel.
Oh, for sure. I mean, you guys do great. I saw your video, you and Shane playing Trivial Pursuit as that character, the Chosen. I found that to be so goddamn funny.
I'm glad. Yeah, it's been getting a lot of love, and it's always kind of surprising. Do you ever? This is gonna sound. I was talking to Shane about this the other day. Mm-hmm. There's this weird sensation of when you watch yourself back, and you're like, this again. It's gonna sound so like self-important, but it's like almost like how did I like think of that?
Yeah,
like,
sure.
You kind of go into like a fugue state and you're just kind of saying shit. And sometimes it's really funny.
Oh, yeah.
And then you're like, man, like that was crazy. And you're like, I don't think I can do that again.
Because
we were talking about like, how do we like follow that? I'm like, frankly, I don't think I can like be that funny again for a minute.
It was a one-timer.
Yeah. And it's cool that people are watching that.
Yeah, it was just fucking, it really made me laugh. I feel like that character, and you guys, there's something so fun about that type of format too, where you guys are really enjoying each other.
Yeah.
Like that, it makes it so addictive to watch. I have had that feeling you're talking about though, because I've done, I don't even know, at this point, 400 episodes of different podcasts when I was working at Try Guys. And I think I would edit the episode being like, I don't remember
exactly
a lick of any of this that I said. And
you almost go into like a flow state.
Yeah, for sure. Like, you have to kind of.
Yeah. Cause if I'm sitting here thinking, I'm like, okay, what's my next joke?
What's the funniest like, thing what's I can like say the, like, right
shit,
after
I gotta,
this?
I gotta have my bits planned.
A nightmare.
Yeah. And I gotta set them up for the bits.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I find that sometimes that's true with like people. And that's, I think, possible on the internet too, where you see people who are highly edited and then you meet them in real life at a place like VidCon, or like you have them as a guest on a show or something, and you realize that like, oh, the reason that they are popular slash successful is because they're very edited and not necessarily because they can have like an off the cuff, you know, like because they're performers or something. I don't know. There's just, it's just
that is like in it, you know, I think it's just a whole separate like skill set that's so impressive to me, because like if you give me like lines to work with, like I don't think I can make that funny. Like I don't think like I'm not the guy for that.
Right.
But you know, if I can just shoot the shit, I think I can do okay.
Oh sure, if you're improvising it, like it takes the pressure off in a
way.
Yeah, I felt that way about stand up, where like I've done fucking a billion hours of improv, and that is not scary to me anymore. Like doing an improv show, not scary to me anymore. It'd be fine. doing stand up that I wrote that that's I'm proud crazy. Of.
It's like, oh, you thought you hooked with this?
Yes,
like,
no, like, well, that makes me so nervous. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought I made some observations. I thought I made some.
What's up with the toilet? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, yeah, it's something so vulnerable at being like, I really thought this was funny. Hang on, I got to kick the light back on. Woo!
That's sick. This is such a cool fucking, this is such a, you know, there's got to be like a less gender specific, like, but like a man cave.
I'm so dismayed that you said man cave.
Well, but like what word? It's like a den.
Go with creative studio.
Yeah. Yeah. But like to me, I hear man cave and I was like, oh, it's like a gross man cave. I've always been obsessed with like the concept of a man cave.
I do like the concept of the man cave. And to me, my favorite thing about this space is just that I have all my cameras and I'm not even fucking done. I'm not even close to finishing
I have not yet begun to peak.
But like, there's something so exciting to me about like, okay, I've got this, you know, sick computer. I built
the wood accents on it. That's fucking sexy.
Like I built this computer and it was really funny because for a while I built this second computer and then all I was doing was streaming my home computer onto this computer. So it was like, this did not need to be so sick. It has like a fucking 3090. Like it was just really powerful for no goddamn reason. And now I've started like using it for various stuff that does make it relevant. But well, Spencer, we got to get to the calls.
I know. No, I'm so excited. Also, the one thing I want to say before this is kind of the first like actual podcast I've been on. Like I've been on the Smosh.
Is it true?
This is like, I've been on the Smoshcast. and not that it's not a real podcast, but it's like, you know, for that, I'd like walk into the other room at work.
Sure.
This is the first time I've been like invited on something like as me.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy.
Well, you're very funny.
Well, thank you. That's like, no, when I got the DM, I was like, this is crazy. I texted Angela. I was like, dude, guess what happened? Like,
Angela was just thought she was so
great.
I know.
Angela's one of the funniest people I've ever met.
She's really funny. Yeah. I like her a lot. Yeah. But no, yeah, we met at VidCon like for, I don't even know, 10 minutes or so.
Yeah.
But yeah, then I've seen your videos. You're obviously very funny. Had to have you in the stew to answer the calls.
I know. Yeah. No, I can't wait.
We've got to get to it. Before we even do, people need to know if you're at home and you like the show, then you should rate and subscribe it in every freaking platform that you possibly can. So you don't miss an episode and I'll be in your inbox like, hey, by the way, babe, new episode just dropped. And if you love the show and you cannot get enough, well, guess what? Now you can by joining the Patreon and getting the ad-free extended version of every single goddamn episode, including this one, where we waxed, basically. We talked about our dads and we talked about stealing.
Yeah, we talked about stealing from our dads.
Stealing from our dads, as well as bonus episodes every single Friday where I get wild and wacky and weird. I have prestige episodes. I call back people from the show, etc. The 420 Bong cast should be live at the time that this episode
comes out. It's not what you think it is. We run around hitting people in the head.
Yeah.
And it makes a bong sound.
It goes bong. So go to the Patreon to get all that juicy stuff. But until then, Spencer, we got to get to the phone lines.
Hello. My boyfriend's dad has reported that he has swollen red, itchy feet and has not been able to walk for 3 days.
What?
So he went to the doctor and they said that it's probably nothing, but we don't think so. Yeah.
Okay.
Dude, if I couldn't walk for 3 days.
That's a crazy amount of itchy feet that you can't walk. That's unbelievable. Well, we have to give this person a call back and find out about her boyfriend's dad's feet. Bacon and eggs. Peanut butter and ham. These are iconic duos, huh? But what about an iconic duo when it comes to you growing your business? That's going to be you and Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Whether you're selling beaded necklaces or swords that are awesome and super powerful, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. As an entrepreneur, I'm obviously a business-minded individual, so I want to make sure I use business tools that are going to scale with me as I dominate the biz. When I'm selling one super powerful sword to a customer on the street, to when I'm selling a billion powerful swords all across the country. And Shopify's going to scale with you to make sure that you're covered when you're selling that one or you're selling that million. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/perfectperson, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/perfectperson now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/perfectperson.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello?
Hello. You called for a person because your boyfriend's dad has itchy feet, and I'm obviously here with Spencer Agnew.
Oh my God, I'm at a party. Can I like have everyone join?
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. As long as if you put us on speakerphone, just keep the phone close to your mouth.
It's the perfect person. It's Miles.
Miles.
I'm so sorry. This is so chaotic.
No, not at all.
I'm gonna put you on speakerphone.
Keep your mouth close to the phone so your audio quality is pristine and Christine. And Spencer, we're going to need a fake name for this person.
I think you just gave it to us.
Christine.
Yeah.
Okay, Christine, why don't you tell me what's going on with your boyfriend's dad?
Okay, so I went to my boyfriend's his parents' house last week.
Okay.
And we were just like having dinner and stuff. And then we're like, oh, like he hasn't been in work for a few days. And we're like, why haven't you been to work? And he was like, oh, because his feet have been really word for word, verbatim, red, itchy, and swollen.
Okay.
And we're like, oh, like you should get that checked out. And he was like, yeah, I went to the doctor and got it checked out. But the doctor said that like it's not a big deal, but he's like, but I can't put my shoes on. So he's been working from home for the past week, and we're like, is it maybe because like you went hiking for a lot recently? And he was like, no, I don't think that's it.
Okay. So, yeah, interesting. Now, first of all, what type of job does he have?
I think he works in IT.
Okay. Now my question is, first of all, how do you feel about your boyfriend's dad? Is he a nice guy?
Oh yeah. I think he's, OG neutral dude.
OG neutral?
Like, I feel like, what's that? The D&D alignment chart? It's like,
oh, okay.
Okay, cool. He's lawful neutral.
Yeah, yeah.
No, true neutral.
True neutral. Okay, got it. Well, let me think about this guy's feet. I mean, obviously, Spencer, have you ever dealt with anything like this before?
So I have had, I've had athlete's foot before. And, you know, yeah, no, it was, I did cross country in middle and high school.
Okay.
You know, then you step in those showers and it's kind of game over.
Has he showered off in any?
I feel like a doctor would identify that, though.
Okay, that is a good point.
Correct to assume.
No, correct me if I'm wrong. I don't know if your feet really swell up. Like the itching is definitely prevalent, but it's also like it's pretty easily identifiable. Can I get this doctor's information? I'm just going to write this down.
Yeah, let's
real fast.
Give him a call. We'll say we're from the insurance company. He'll pick right up. Now, I mean, my other question is he hasn't gone to work for 3 days because of itchy, wet, swollen feet. I think, to me, do you think he's telling the truth about the doctor? Or is it just not worth going into because it's, like, embarrassing?
Oh, I mean, I feel like it's pretty bold to, like, talk about your red swollen feet to your son's girlfriend. So I feel like, at that point, why lie?
Are they stinky?
Are they stinky? Have you checked? Have you seen the feet? Have you seen the
Yeah, did you see the feet? Did you get ocular confirmation?
Did you get a whiff?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I personally don't like feet, so, like, I never thought about looking.
You didn't even consider looking, dude. I would have been ripping those socks off, and I would have been like,
I gotta see those dogs. Come on, I gotta be seeing those dogs bark.
As soon as someone's like, dude, like this part of my body's all fucked up, I'm like, well, show it to me, bro.
Oh, I'm not like nervous about saying. Someone's like, I cut my finger. I'm like, I gotta peep. Yeah, I gotta peep it right now. Yeah, I'm not nervous about stuff like that. I always love to see it. I have had feet things before where it's like, yeah, you mentioned he was hiking a lot. If he had the wrong shoes, what about blisties? Does he have, are these blisties? Because to me, I was sort of imagining an athlete's foot situation. But what if it's like, okay, they're red, puffy, and swollen because he went like, I don't know, no
3 days though.
Yeah, I guess it's a long ass fucking time.
I also think if I were to call out, like, I'd be like, I'm working from home today, my feet are red, swollen, and itchy, they'd be like, you're fired.
Yeah, they may sort of go fired status.
Yeah.
Also, eczema could be an issue.
Yeah.
To me, it sort of could be feet. Have you, did you watch that show with John Turturro about the feet?
Turturro?
The Night Of?
No, that's about
feet. Oh, no, I'm not very cultured. I don't know many things.
It's not really about feet. It's about, what the fuck is that actor's name? It's not Rami Malek. It's,
I thought he was in that.
I thought, oh, maybe he is in that.
Yeah.
Hang on, I gotta look up John Turturro.
The guy
feet.
From Need for Speed?
Don Turturro.
John Turturro's from, which Transformers was he in? Was that 2 or 4?
I think
it's 2 or 3.
I hate to say that it's John Turturro from
Transformers. The Shia LaBeouf thing?
Yeah.
Okay, it's Riz Ahmed.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah, Riz Ahmed, and John Turturro has a foot eczema that he's sort of dealing with the whole film.
Wow, that's a crazy B-line.
It's
plot,
a crazy B-plot. The Night Of feet. I think we're going to get, hang on. The Night Of feet. I'm actually going to give you what's the deal with John Turturro's foot condition? This is a Slash Film article. At the Pleloro, John Turturro has a weird foot condition. The affliction gets a lot of screen time in the first 3 episodes, causing a lot of viewers to wonder what possibly purpose it could serve in the series.
Is there like payoff?
Yeah, I don't remember. Fan theories.
Okay.
Fan theories. It gets better and then suddenly it gets worse.
That's the theory?
Okay. Yes.
Bring Matt Pat back out of retirement, bro.
What happened to John Turturro's feet has to be Matt Pat's retirement video. It's clearly eczema, but in support group with other men suffering from chronic skin irritation, it becomes clear that in the wake of his divorce, he's become accustomed to his modest lot in professional life. He's embraced his deformity in most basic
deformity? Jesus Christ.
And he wears sandals the whole movie. That's the whole show.
I almost wore sandals today.
You almost did?
I
would love to see those dogs, man. Stone's treatment of his eczema represents the way in which he adheres to his own set of rules, both personally and professionally. So, does that sound like your boyfriend's dad?
It's your dad's boyfriend.
Is your dad's boyfriend?
It's your boyfriend's dad, John Turturro.
In The Night Of, he's sort of a lawyer getting a murderer off with itchy feet.
Maybe. I mean, he's got that. He gets like skin tags a lot. So. Is that related to eczema?
You just get skin tags? He gets skin tags?
Yeah.
I get cysts on my head. Does that count?
You get cysts on your head?
Yeah. Dude, here's my crazy lore. I was on Dr. Pimple Popper.
You were on Dr. Pimple?
I was on Dr. Pimple Popper. Yeah. They cut out one of my head cysts.
They cut out a head cyst?
But that's neither here nor there. Let's get back to these itchy dogs.
Let's talk about these dogs a little more.
I'm gonna need to see the feet.
I'm gonna need to see the feet on a callback, but I'm also gonna need to know a little bit, what do you know about this boyfriend's dad? Like, is there any other fun details that you've heard about the boyfriend's dad that might explain the feet? Like he sort of is always bathing his feet in mouthwash or something.
He bikes.
Does he wear those shoes where you like your grippers are out, where it's like the the toe shoes?
Sorry,
oh, the boyfriend's
the
there.
I've just heard the boyfriend's voice.
The boyfriend is here.
Give me your boyfriend.
So give the first person perspective on the feet.
Okay,
because I am not looking at the feet. You have had a lifetime of looking at his feet.
Okay, you know about your daddy's
dad
dogs.
Feet. Dad feet are a different breed. I don't know if you've ever seen your dad's feet.
Yeah, looking at your daddy's dogs one-on-one is just like an experience that every little boy dreams of. So
it's a Freudian.
It's been a while since you've seen dad's dogs.
That's a crazy hot dog stand name.
Daddy's doggies. Well, okay, we need to give you a name. We need to give you a name. It's got to be Chris. And Chris.
Oh, shit. Wait, that's his name.
Docs.
Oh, okay, we'll bleep it.
No, it's fine. We can go with Chris. Okay. I mean, who's going to find Chris?
Okay, we're okay. Spencer's doxing you. Okay, Chris, tell me about your dad and his dogs.
He works IT at a paper company.
He works IT at a paper company?
Is it Tyler Durden?
Oh.
Wasn't there paper in that?
I thought it was soap. You're thinking of Dunder Mifflin paper.
I think they work on Paper Street.
Oh, that's correct. By the way, you were just being early about pulling random details from movies. The street that Tyler Durden works on. I love that movie, and I've never remembered the street. Okay, so got it. Dad is working at a paper company.
Paper cuts?
Does he have paper cuts all over his feet? Is that a possibility, Chris?
I don't think so.
Okay.
What's your mom? Is your mom maybe to blame? Maybe she's sort of doing a Munchausen by proxy for dad's feet?
It could be something.
Does mom like dad around the house?
I hope so.
Why don't you tell me about your childhood a little bit, just so we can get a little bit more of a picture of who dad is?
He likes doing a lot of outdoor activities. We went camping a lot. We would do hiking. He currently bikes a lot. He does a company bike marathon. Not every year, but every other year.
Okay. Wait, by the way, have we ruled out poison ivy?
But the doctor wouldn't detect that?
Doctors are fucking idiots that work for the insurance company to try to get your fucking ass.
Yeah, like, has he tried any at-home remedies, like an oatmeal bath?
Oh, by the way, oatmeal bath sounds really yummy.
I'd be eating that shit.
A little oatmeal. Slurp it on up, a little brown sugar, maple syrup. I think that you're going to need to give dad a maple oatmeal bath. And call me in the morning. But yeah. It sounds kind of like, to me, poison ivy or something. If you're playing outdoors, I remember I was getting poison ivy all over my goddamn hands.
Yeah.
And then I would grab stuff like my penis when I was a little
no
kid.
No way.
And I would get poison ivy on my penis and balls.
I didn't realize it was transferable.
Oh, yeah, because it's about oils, my friend. It's about it's about oils, my
glands.
Friend. It's my glands. So dad could have gotten a little poison ivy on his hands and or penis. Then he's grabbing his dogs and he's like just sort of working them because his feet are so sore, right? Obviously biking. He's like, oh man, I got to work these.
Okay, you may be cooking with this.
Yeah, I'm cooking with this. And then dad's getting poison ivy on his gams. And then the doctor's like, this is not a big deal, dude. Because the doctor's overworked and underpaid and overpaid as well. And so I think that to me, it's got to be PI, and I've got to prescribe for you an OB, oatmeal bath, and the first one was poison ivy.
Case fucking closed.
Case fucking closed, Christina and Chris. Thank you so much for calling. You tell your dad that you're going to be hosing him down and washing him up.
Dude, I cannot wait to hear the outcome of this.
No, yes, sounds good. I think that actually is kind of valid, so.
I am smart sometimes about stuff. Especially poison ivy. I was getting that all the time as a kid. I would like roll in the fucking, you know, forest. I was always running around. You were doing that down in Florida? You were just running around in the swamp?
We were running through, what's the stuff that hangs? The Spanish moss?
Oh,
and then we get ticks.
Oh, I got ticks galore all over my hands
my penis and my balls. Did you ever watch Stand By Me as a kid?
Yeah, for
just
sure.
Scared me. The leeches, when he gets the leech on his penis and balls.
Oh my God, a leech. Terrifying, terrifying thing to have. Well, you guys have a fantastic rest of your hangout with the group, and I hope that you're excited to tell Daddy I know what it is.
Yeah, thank you. Hope you have a good day.
All right, have a good day. Bye-bye. Bye.
Diagnosing Daddy.
Diagnosing Daddy is maybe going to be the title of the episode.
That's a good one.
Diagnosing Daddy.
We love doing that on Smosh, where we'll say something and be like, yeah, that's the title.
That's the title. We just found it.
Write that down.
Now I don't have to struggle right before the episode goes up to come up with a good title.
Yeah, I got to talk about like your titles and thumbnail process.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh, so I usually go, I mean, I'm lucky in that I have, stimulus from callers. So sometimes during the episode, I'll think about title as it's going on. Mm-hmm. And then I try to get some alliteration going.
I love alliteration.
That's my favorite.
I don't know
thing.
If it ever clicks, but we'll play a game and it'll be like a... Like we just showed them Happy Wheels, that old like flash game. We're like Happy Wheel Hoedown.
Yeah, no, perfect.
And it's just like, and we're like, we got it. Oh, and it just never, it like, I don't think anyone actually cares except for like,
no.
But internally, we're like, that feels good. Write that down.
Right.
We have a video at the time. It hasn't come out, but it's like them playing two games of Uno. So we're like, dude, we call it Mucho Uno. And like I super
blowing up.
Like we're like we're cooking with this one. And then I bet like an hour into the upload it'll be like 10 out of 10. We're like, okay, we gotta fucking change.
Yeah, holy
like,
fuck.
No one knows what Uno is. We gotta be like Uno Dare and Uno blah blah blah. It's like we gotta like, cause our funny titles never work.
I'm so jealous of people where their titles are just like the funny thing about this. And I'm like, how dare you? How fucking dare you?
We were cracking ourselves up. So we're having our titles and thumbnails meeting where we come up with like the kind of titles and thumbs for our upcoming slate.
Yeah.
And we were just like, we were fucking cooked. we were so tired. We're like, Happy Wheels in 2024. Then we were like, blah, blah, blah. It's like Blood in the Clock Tower in 2024. Like, blah, blah. And then it was like, it's blah, blah, blah in 2024. Cause we're playing like older games. And like,
yeah, right.
And it's like, and then it's like, you know, you get into the mode where it's like, this is unhinged. Like, this was the craziest game ever. It's like, how many fucking ways can we say, like, you won't believe?
You won't believe what happens next with this game. Yeah, no, I definitely have used also, because I get common problems too. People are always in love with their exes. They're always having toxic boyfriends, but I can only use
it's the title. How do you phrase?
How do I get this to be different in the same? Sometimes I'll have a similar title and I'll be like, let me look how far back I used.
We're like, okay, this one was like 8 years ago. We did like blank and like blank, blank, blank.
Totally fine.
And it's just like, you know what? Fuck it. Who remembers?
No one remembers.
Dude, we've uploaded. Do you do YouTube shorts?
Some. Yeah, I do. Yeah,
so
yeah.
We'll straight up like, cause we had the WNBA thing from the Chosen video. Like that short did really well. And then we're like, oh, like cause all the WNBA stuff is happening around.
Yeah.
Like Caitlin Clark. And we're like, let's just upload the fucking short again. Like,
yeah,
who's
totally.
Who's going to be like, they already uploaded this?
I bet
like,
it did
it's
good.
Like, fuck you, dude.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Like, you're getting a second short.
No, completely. I always think about that too with like starting new accounts. When I was a Try Guys, I would think about that where if we had like one, basically we had one account for all these different types of clips.
Yeah.
It was like going on regular Try Guys, a bunch of different types of clips. Then we were like, oh, let's start podcast accounts. And my strategy was, okay, when we start the podcast accounts, we should use the podcast clips that already crushed there as the first clips on the new account.
Like, who are you to tell me not to upload these twice?
No, because also people are like on TikTok, I've been served the same clip from different like accounts and then a fan account over and over. I get served the same shit or like the same cool video about, you know, man, by the way, my TikTok refreshed itself this morning to get, I'm back on pipe pushing out a big log of like
septic talk,
like septic talk or like, it's like like drainage pipe, just pushing out that long, you know, mud poop. And I was like, fuck, my TikTok's been so bad recently. It's been like people being like, hey, what's up? I'm Tina. I'm a nutritionist. And I'm a
you see the fucking sewage tank. You're like, we're back.
I was so fucked.
Back.
I like liked it, commented it, and like, I was like, get this back. This
yes, is my, interested.
My North Star. Yeah. All right. Well, we got to get to another call here because people obviously need the help that they've got.
How many bones is too many bones to find? Because I have found a lot of bones in the backyard. And I don't know whether or not to be worried.
Here's my question. Bye. Is throwing a bone littering?
Okay, now like if we're I back discard, to the littering.
So that's been my other funny thing, like, you know, because we talk about, you know, subscribe to the Patreon. You'll get the full context. We were talking about littering. If you throw like a full-on banana peel,
that's littering to me.
Well, that's littering to you?
Until 10 years later, then it's not littering anymore.
That's what I'm saying. I will gladly, you know, like I'll kind of toe the line a little bit. I'll throw a banana peel somewhere.
You know what I'll say?
Not on the street or the sidewalk.
In the woods, yeah. I actually, this is tough because growing up, we were out in the country. We would sometimes chuck an apple core into the
forest.
That's
not littering to me.
To me, that was sort of like, I mean, we were also, it wasn't into someone's lawn. It would be like into a long stretch of woods by the interstate.
A wooded glen.
A guy named Glenn.
What the fuck?
Yeah, that would be to not me to be littering. That would be what? To not me to be to littering.
Have you ever slipped on a banana peel?
I'd rather not talk about it.
Okay. Let's get to the bones.
It was pretty traumatic.
Now, I did it in Atwater one time.
You did slip on a bee?
I slipped on a full-on banana peel.
That's crazy.
It was crazy. And it was like just as slippery as advertised.
Did somebody?
It was not a malicious. There was no foul play. I think someone simply discarded a banana peel and I slipped on it.
They weren't. It wasn't like Donkey Kong across the street being like.
He did the.
Yeah. DK. Okay, we got to get this person a call back to find out about the bones.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle.
Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Who's the woman from Bones?
Emily Deschanel.
Hello?
Hello! You called Perfect Person because you've got a body in your backyard and we're here to help find it. I'm here with Spencer Agnew from Smosh.
Hi. Sorry, I just smoked weed, so I don't know if this is real.
This is all in your head. You're dreaming.
Nightmare, nightmare, nightmare,
nightmare, nightmare. Wake up, wake up, wake up.
Ah, God!
You are obviously on the freaking Perfect Person show because we're here to basically be renegade detectives to figure out who got killed. And we're going to need a fake name for you. Spencer, can I get a fake name?
Bones.
Bones.
Star Trek.
Bones.
Wow.
What
I was going for the Emily Deschanel, but
that's what we were just talking about.
Jinx. I will pass out. Okay, well, why don't you tell us what's going on? And I got to tell you, my biggest fear in this life is that you're talking about chicken bones. And this was a red herring. And I'm hoping to God that... No! Tell me what's going on, Bones.
So they're definitely not chicken bones.
Told you, dude.
I actually... They're not human either. I think I should start with that. They're not human.
All right.
Because I volunteer in a museum.
You volunteer in a museum?
Yes, I do.
That's cool.
Been stealing the bones.
Yeah. You've been stealing the bones in your sleep. Nightmare, nightmare, nightmare.
I think they're mostly deer bones. They're very large. I found two more, actually, right before you called.
What type of house? What do you live in? A wooded glen, or do you live in a city? Like, what type of place do you live in? The suburbs? What are we talking?
I guess I live. It's not super rural. Like, there's a highway nearby, but I live on a wheat farm.
A wheat farm.
A wheat farm.
So the deer get hit on the highway. They go flying. They land in the backyard and die.
God.
Here's the thing, is an animal corpse littering?
It's an animal corpse littering. If I behead a deer accidentally, is that littering? Got it. So there is a, and they're totally dry deer bones. They're not like, there's no meat on those bones.
Well, most of them, like I would say probably 15 of them or so were dry, which is why I'm kind of alarmed.
How?
I'm like, is this too many?
Have you spotted like a wolf or like a coyote?
I've seen a fox.
Man. No, a fox couldn't take down a deer.
For the size of it. So I'm wondering if, maybe they do get hit by the highway and launched into the stratosphere.
Well, but hang on.
And then back down to Earth.
How far is the highway from your backyard? Is that a feasible option? And also, how many bones?
Yeah, give us a bone count.
Give us a bee key.
Okay. They're in a... I sound so weird. This is why I have no...
Happy 420, you know what I mean?
Happy 420. It's actually my partner's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday to
HBP.
Bones HBP.
Bone Boner?
De Boner.
Sorry.
Your partner.
I could go get a count.
Are you going to go clatter the bones?
Can we hear the bones?
Can you? Are they right outside like in a thing? Could you text a picture to the number so we can see the bones?
I would like to see.
I mean, they're in a bucket. So let me.
Yo, bucket of bones back there.
I feel like this is going to be played with us subpoenaed in court.
mass
murderer has been fucking executing people.
It's just so clear, like some like fucked up beast.
Yeah. There's like a cross burned into the skull. It's like, okay, you've encountered a sort of Catholic monster.
I think it's kind of scary when people do that. I did. Well, that was my follow-up question. Is like, what do I do with all of these?
Put them in the museum.
I mean, I could.
You should just create... create a sudden exhibit. Of
did
all
you
the
guys
bones.
See? Did you guys see the news story? I think it was in Berlin or something, where the guy was working in the museum and he shot a shot. He put his own like painting up at the museum, and they immediately caught him and got fired.
Oh, that sucks. It was like, that's such
like,
a bummer.
But like everyone's like, dude, you miss 100% like 100% of the shots you don't take. So imagine if like I think he was thinking someone sees it, be like, dude, this painting's great. He's like, well, actually, that was me. Instead, they're like, hey, get the fuck out of here.
Hey, you're obviously fired. This is so against the rules. Oh, that's so devastating.
I don't think I would get fired because I don't really get paid.
Oh, you're a volunteer. That's right.
Okay. Yeah, I just volunteer.
And what type of museum is it?
Aviation.
It's all vertebrates and stuff. So anything with a spine.
This is like in a movie where like thematically the movie's too one note.
It's like I just rewatched Blade the other day, and the woman who like, you know, discovers like the body of like the main vampire, she's like a blood scientist.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Like, it's like okay.
A phlebotomist?
Yeah, it's like pick one thing, right?
Yeah.
There's also some sort of rodent, like rodent bones.
Something fucked up is going on in your backyard, to be totally honest.
I wonder if maybe they're dragging the carcasses there.
Yeah, it sounds like either, or there's like a serial killer in the making that's killing animals throughout the town and dumping them in your backyard. So that way that nobody even knows. Maybe they've been doing it for years.
They're mixing in with animal bones. That's some Hannibal villain shit.
That makes sense, because then it's just like, oh, look at all these bones, but then there's like a femur. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's a good idea.
Well, there's some pretty big ones, but they're not like, you'll see. There's a rib. Hold on. So do I just text it to the number?
Yeah, text it to the perfect person number, and I'll see it.
I think so.
Is that the sound of bones?
That's the sound of bones echoing onto this podcast?
That's my bone bucket.
That's
dude.
My bone
that's
bucket.
A door.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Bummer. Bummer alert.
No, I think, dude, we haven't considered the pet cemetery angle.
Yeah, that is like people might have been burying their animals and something dug them up. That's also possible.
Yeah, do you have a dog?
Well, there's two dogs that live like right next door to me. Okay. I have a cat, but she doesn't go outside.
Okay, you've sent the BPs. Okay, this is kind of a lot of bones.
That's a lot of bones. Dude, what's that like sharp one?
Yeah, there's a sharp like long one right there.
Oh, that's a deer rib.
Okay, got it. So,
I see a jaw.
I see a jaw. I see some of these, this one is big as hell.
That's a thick bone.
That's a thick bee.
Yeah, the big boy.
That's some 2001 A Space Odyssey. Like he's about to hit the other ape with the bone.
That's a great reference.
something stole one of the bones the other day. I had to move the bucket.
Dude, imagine seeing a dog run away with like a full bone, like a fucking cartoon character.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
No one would believe you.
Well, no, that's crazy.
At first, I texted my sister because my sister came up earlier in the year with her dog, and I was like, hey, do you give Banjo bones? And she said no.
I mean, bones, dogs are actually not supposed to have bones. Like,
I know, but it's so fun.
I mean, it's cute. If the bones are, there's some rule about it, but basically cooked bones you can never give to a dog.
Yeah, they'll splinter.
They'll splinter and destroy them.
But a raw bone
is, and I guess these would be hashtag raw dog. Bones.
Yeah.
So honestly, that's a lot of bones, but it doesn't look like it's a full carcass. Like it's not like a deer just died and decomposed. They do look sort of intentionally placed, which is kind of weird.
I think she put the bones. These bones look like they've been placed on some kind of tarp.
Some kind of magical tarp. What's going on? No, it looks like if these are all in your backyard, there's like an animal or a werewolf or sort of a witch that could be sort of.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
Brewing.
They never do.
I didn't think of that. Yeah, you didn't sort of think about
you
that,
didn't
did
think
you?
Think about witches, did you?
Let's use our noggins, okay, there, bones. Let's use
our brain. How about you hang up and call when you got some
get some information. Get some thinking done.
Like, you know, I think this could be like, you know, maybe a fox. Like maybe are they scavengers? Are they?
I think they are. Yeah,
they are scavengers.
You see Fantastic Mr. Fox?
I love that movie. It's a great movie.
It is really cool. Well, my bones. My final recommendation for you is going to be to collect the bones and keep them and look at. Honestly, what you could do is lay a bone trap. So what you're going to do is you're gonna get like a rib with a bunch of juicy meat on it, and you're going to throw that out GoPro in the night. Night mode,
Yeah, and do you have like a ring camera?
If
something?
You have a ring camera or whatever, leave a meaty bone out there. And whether it's a werewolf, whether it's a guy that's killing people, you're going to attract something on the GoPro and you're going to find out what's been dealing with these bones, because you're going to want to figure this out one way or another. If it's sort of a guy that's murdering people or if it's a fox that's a little mischievous.
All right. Well, I'll contact you for the update before anyone else.
Absolutely.
Of course.
Yeah. You've signed you've signed a first look deal with what happens with the meaty bone.
I thought I was like non-disclosure agreement, but I was like, that's nothing.
Non-bone closure.
Yeah, bone. I was like, how do we put bone in there?
I love hammering two words together that don't go. Bones, thank you so much for calling in. You have a fantastic day.
You too, Miles. Also, Sarah has really good advice sometimes. Let me just say, her thing about return days was
huge for my wife. She's big at returning a lot of things all at once. I feel like I buy something and I go, well, obviously I'll return it if I don't need it. And then it just sort of sits there in the box and then it's in my trunk.
I'm a big returner.
You like to return?
I'm a big returner.
It's
free money.
It is free cash. It's free cash to have, especially if it's Amazon, because who gives a fuck?
Well, you get the hit of buying something and then you get the free money back.
You get the emotional sort of like high of I bought something with my cash, and then you get the cash back.
Exactly.
But see, sometimes though it goes into the Amazon balance, and then the problem is you look at that balance and you think that's free money to have.
Is it not?
It's free money, but it was your money from before.
And it's free.
And now it's free. And now it's free.
And now you have to spend it.
And now you've got to spend it. Bones, thank you so much for calling in. You have a fantastic day.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Wow. She'll be dead within the month.
Beaten to death with some bones.
That is spooky. I love finding little things. I mean, I do miss the forest for that reason, because I was just...
Bones are so cool.
I was just scavenging for bee all day. Scavenging for bones, shark teeth. Looking for shark teeth in the river. Just for hours, my parents didn't have the heart to tell me.
We were talking, because the chosen character, where's the shark tooth necklace?
Oh, yeah,
and then some Shane and I talking about, it's like... Yeah, as a kid, we both had them because they were objectively the coolest shit we'd ever seen.
So sick.
It's like,
it's amazing.
Yeah, it's a fucking shark tooth. Like, it's a tooth from like the scariest guy.
I remember so many times as a kid at the beach picking up a shell and going, I think it's a shark tooth.
I think this is clearly.
And this is obviously a shark tooth. And everyone being like, there's no fucking way in hell.
It's like,
it's a shark.
you fucking haters.
You fucking haters. Didn't believe that.
I've never found a shark tooth. I've never seen anything beyond. Because I grew up in. Destin, which apparently gets a shout on the new Taylor Swift album.
Destin,
Florida. There's a lot of sharks, a lot of bull sharks, a lot of. But I never saw anything bigger than like
a shark that big. Yeah, little guys. Sharks are scary to me.
I kind of got over. Here's my flex. I was not afraid of sharks. I was swimming in the Bahamas.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like way out in the deep, and we were doing like snorkeling.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, hey, if you see sharks, like. Just kind of leave them alone. And I was swimming and I saw some sharks and they kind of just swam around. And I was like,
were they big?
They were pretty big.
Oh my God.
But I was like, yeah, you know what? Like they're really just like, they're not malicious. They're not like.
Yeah, that's what I've heard from a lot of like, there's a whole movement to try to like, don't demonize sharks. It's like the pit bull thing. Like,
yeah.
Are pit bulls bad? No, they're like often abused or whatever. And pit bulls are actually very sweet animals. Like that's a whole like movement.
Yeah.
I've heard a similar thing try to go on with sharks.
Yeah. And I mean, just like the, you know, and it's not the most helpful thing, but it's like the amount of people who are around sharks versus the amount of actual shark attacks is like absurd.
Yeah, right.
Like it's like one person a year.
No, it's like there's so many other ways that you can die, like percentage wise. I saw like a whole thing and it was like mosquitoes kill insane amounts of people more than sharks, but we're like terrified of sharks.
Yeah, but like getting bit by a shark is crazy.
Yeah, you'll fucking get your arm
ripped off. Yeah, I went to the place where the soul surfer, where she got soul surfed.
Oh yeah. Right.
I was there, and apparently, dude, she's like super MAGA now.
You hate to hear that. Soul Surfer?
Soul Surfer is super MAGA.
You hate to see that. You really hate to see a MAGA surfer in general.
It might even be MAGA, but it's like some like really problematic view. It was like, the shark was right.
The shark was right. I'm glad she did
that. Yeah, I'm glad this
I'm actually glad the shark ate you.
Yeah. No, just bitter, dude. If anything, I got her attention.
Some of the
she was doing it for attention, man.
She was doing it for fucking attention.
No,
man.
But I mean, imagine I've always wanted to get. I mean, this is really fucked up, dude. If you got bit by a shark or like a bear,
Bear?
No one could tell me shit ever again. I'd be like, hey, you know what? I don't give a fuck.
No, I would have a second lease on life. I'd be like, I got attacked by a fucking grizzly.
Yeah, and then you'd have that badass scar. Like, it's like you're set. Crazy. You're fucking set. What else is gonna happen?
No, that's so. I am like a fucking bear. Whew, those videos online that are like bears just kind of smelling near people and then they walk away. Terrifying.
Especially the ones where you can hear where they keep the audio in and you hear the person's like the panic. And
yeah, but
like,
they can't move.
And they're breathing and they're like, I'm like, that is scary shit.
Have you seen the video of the panther? No, it's a mountain lion.
Oh yeah, the Guger.
Oh my God, that's the craziest shit. For
where it's following him and it keeps doing the...
For like 15 minutes, this mountain lion stalks this guy who's facing the mountain lion and backing away, and the mountain lion like starts to strike and the guy kind of screams at it and he's talking to it the whole time and it's so fucked up, and then he's fine. He like eventually the mountain lion leaves him alone, but I was like, that's crazy.
There's so many animals I don't want to say I'd fuck with, but it's like, you know, it's like, eh, like, you know, I have an unhealthy lack of fear, I would say, for a lot of animals,
wildlife in general,
but like big cats.
Yeah.
At fuck no, dude.
No way.
Like, they're just, you know, I have a cat at home. She could kill me.
Yeah.
She couldn't actually kill me, but like realistically anything bigger than her,
yeah,
like could kill me. And like a cougar, it just no chance. Like, I don't know how you would even begin to fight back.
There's no fucking
it's just
way.
Like, yeah.
I think about it with dogs. Like,
no, that to me is like, you know, if like a coyote were to come at me, it's like, I feel like I could do it.
That's coyotes are little. No,
my toxic trait is like, I feel like I could do it.
No, I could fucking do it. I could fucking do it.
It's a dog. Like, you know.
And they're little too.
Yeah.
And they spook easily, to be honest.
Yeah. But like a cougar, no way. No shot.
No, because they have those big paws.
No, the paws, one swipe, I'd be like, I'm out.
I'd be done.
Yeah.
I remember one time I was walking and there were three coyotes and I got a little scared. I was walking in my neighborhood and I used to live in this other neighborhood and I was walking and just three coyotes went into the middle of the intersection.
Yeah.
And I was like on the corner and I was like, okay, if the three of them came at me,
I think three would be a lot.
That would be a fucking lot. Like, that's so crazy to me. I also heard people in LA being like, they were walking their little dogs and like a fucking wolf.
A wolf would be nuts.
A wolf would like from the, you know, Griffith Park or something like that. Like when it came out of the, you know.
Dude, the fact that we have like mountain lions in Griffith Park is absurd.
Totally absurd. Right next to all these houses, all these like, you know, I've got my tiny son. I get worried about sometimes with dogs when I'm walking by.
No, people. that's like, I don't know. I'll see the videos on Instagram. This is a whole other can of worms. But you know, just like, I wouldn't trust any dog around my baby. Really?
No, you shouldn't.
Like,
to be honest.
It's like, you know, it's like, and it's not that I don't love dogs or trust dogs. It's just like, you know, how can you even explain?
No, you can't. So, you can't leave it. You're not supposed to leave, I think, dogs around, like kids unsupervised, like even in the other room for a second until they're pretty old. Because you just
like,
don't know.
Like a 10-year-old. Like, no, because like my sisters, that what they would do is that, you know, they just grab dogs' faces.
Yeah, right.
And it's like, you know, you can't.
Yeah, you can't deal. It's too scary.
Yeah. Sorry to bring it down. But it's just like, but it's like, you know, you see the dogs, like even like a golden retriever going up and like sniffing like an infant. I'm like, what are you, like, how is it interpreting this thing?
Yeah, because it's like this tiny creature that, and a lot of dogs do not like kids because they're weird looking to them.
And they smell.
They smell, they poop.
They be shitting.
They shit. Okay, we're going to take one final call here.
I am living the real life. This summer I turned pretty and I don't know what to do. There are two brothers. One of them is flying now to California from Florida to visit me and I don't know what's happening. Miles, please help.
Okay. So I believe that movie, I've not seen that movie.
Here's my thing. If Pretty Much It did a video on it, I probably like saw it that way. I was obsessed with all the Pretty Much It, like the, I mean, obviously the 13 Reasons Why, but the Kissing Booth, like, you know, all those, like,
sure.
that was the Tall Girl.
Yeah, Tall Girl. Oh my God. He's done so many of those bad movies like that.
Dude,
it's the best.
They're like made for him.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
No, those are so fucking good. Yeah. One of my favorite things I'm the most proud of in the entire universe is, what was it? Season 4, I think, was the first season of 13 Reasons Why I did with Eric. And, or was it 5? Maybe it was 5.
I think there's only 4.
Maybe there's only 4. So it was 4.
Yeah.
And it's the one where Bryce gets killed. And I just am so proud of those commentary tracks, but also the cut down video is so fucking funny. And I just,
I need to rewatch all of them. There's still lines from those I'll quote. Like
that's awesome. Yeah, dude.
Just like that, pushed humor forward for me. Honestly.
No,
like,
that's so awesome.
The things that
dude.
Like that y'all would say like across all like the pretty much it iterations.
Yeah,
just, like,
right.
It's really just saying shit.
No,
and
completely.
It's, and it like, and like so, that brand of humor has like done so much for me where I'm like, oh, you just say shit and hope it clicks with someone.
I hope it fucking hits. Okay, we got to call back this person.
Okay, okay.
This is Summer I Turned Pretty, and have you seen that movie?
I might have.
That's awesome.
Is that the Lana Condor one?
Hello?
Hello. You called the perfect person because you've got a love conundrum about the Summer I Turned Pretty, and I'm here with Spencer Agnew from Smosh.
Hello, Spencer. Hi, Miles.
Hello. Okay, we're going to need to give you a fake name.
Okay.
Lana.
Lana.
Because that was my question. Is the Summer I Turned Pretty, is that the one with Lana Condor?
No, that's To All the Boys I've Ever Loved Before, but that still is in the same universe.
Okay, same universe.
Jenny Han.
Okay,
yes,
got it.
Same author.
Tell me about the Summer I Turned Pretty before you tell me about your situation.
One girl, two brothers who are in love with the same girl.
Now, you've got a situation here. Why don't you spill all the juicy deets and I'll tell you what to do exactly.
Okay, so it started, I met this guy during COVID through a mutual friend, and this, can I get a fake name for him?
Yeah.
Brother A.
Okay, Brother A is going to...
Augustus. Brother Augustus.
Brother Augustus.
Okay. So I met Augustus, we would talk all the time, we had a mutual friend, he lives in New York, and we would FaceTime a lot, and it was just super casual. Anyways, I go out and I meet him because my friend who we met through also lives in New York. So I went to go see him, met up with this guy, Augustus. We got to know each other, have been texting for years now, you know, nothing crazy, but it's flirty. It's a good vibe. I was really into him am really into him. He's kind of an F boy. So don't love that.
What do you mean?
But
by
anyways,
what do you mean by
what
that?
Is the F?
Yeah. What is the F in F boy? He's kind of a fuck boy, meaning he fucks meaning he's sort of like a douchebag.
He has lots of girls in his life, in and out. He likes attention.
In and out.
In and out.
Sorry, I'm
by
hungry.
The way, I am a little hungry. animal style. The other brother is totally animal style.
So basically, his sister got married this March, and she invited me out to go to her wedding in New York. So I went out. I was very excited to see Augustus.
Okay.
And his older brother was there, who I've never met. They're a year apart.
We're going to need a name for him. Spencer?
Buford.
Okay, so Brother Augustus, and then Brother Augustus' older brother's name is Buford.
I love this. Yeah, that actually kind of tracks for them.
Okay.
But the older brother, Buford, like, is basically the nerdy version of Augustus.
Okay.
And it's quite tragic. Like, it seems like Buford has always lived in Augustus' shadow, just from the vibes I got.
Okay.
So I fly out for his sister's wedding. She ends up inviting me to the rehearsal dinner, kind of randomly. And at the rehearsal dinner, Augustus is there and Buford is driving up from Florida because he doesn't live with anywhere near his family.
Okay.
Driving from Florida to New York.
Yeah. Jeez.
Red flag.
Yeah.
That gives me the ick, to be honest.
Yeah.
Why are you as a man driving up the coast of North America?
So Augustus is attention all on me. There are like two other girls that he's had a thing with at this rehearsal dinner that are his sister's best friends, whatever. He's like not giving them the time of day.
Mm.
And I'm like, okay, that's kind of like, that's nice for me, but he's kind of being, I think in my opinion, kind of rude to them. So whatever, but I'm flattered. Anyways, I go home from the rehearsal dinner. He's texting me. Next morning rolls around. I get ready for his sister's wedding and I show up. He says hello. Does not talk to me for the rest of the night. Like, okay, whatever. But during the wedding, his brother Buford meets me and he is feeling it. You can tell. Like, he will not leave my side. Keeps asking me to dance. So of course I'm dancing with him, but I'm also trying to like maintain some distance. And he's telling me about his drama with Augustus. Like, it basically seems like they hate each other. And so I feel super uncomfortable and I'm a little pissed off that Augustus is ignoring me. But at the end of the night, I'm saying goodbye. Augustus comes over and is like, oh my gosh, like, I'll have to come visit you, blah, 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 whatever. Like, just kind of like talking the talk and not really whatever. But Buford also says, I need to come visit you in California. And I'm like, haha, like, oh, that'd be cool if you're ever in California. Trying to kind of brush it off.
Huh.
The next morning, I head into the city. I'm in Brooklyn. They both just start texting me. about how fun last night was. And I'm like, okay, Augustus, you didn't talk to me. And, Buford, I don't want to send you the wrong messages. And now Buford texts me 2 days ago at like 1 a.m, which is like 4 a.m. his time, being like, I'm coming to California. Let's get a date on the books to meet up. But he's also coming to like LA area. And I live near San Francisco.
Not close at all.
And I don't want to meet up with him, but I'm afraid he's going to be like, I will drive there.
He did the Florida.
Yeah. He loves driving. From everything we know about this guy, Buford loves the road. By the way, it's all he's ever known. I'm going to LA and I'm in San Francisco would be like, hey, I'm visiting North Carolina, but I guess I'm so close to Baltimore, so I might as well just pop
realistically,
up.
Baltimore could be closer.
Probably.
Like, yeah.
It's so fucking far. So, got it. That makes no sense to me. And you, and
got it. Zero sense.
Zero sense. Buford's on his way. And what's Augustus doing?
We got to give him a last name.
Augustus and Buford.
Wilmore. I'm thinking the Wilmore Bros.
The Wilmore Brothers.
Augustus and Buford.
Augustus Wilmore is currently in Mexico living his best life, but is currently texting me all the time because, okay, this is getting into detail, but we're both applying to nursing school right now. So we're studying for this big test that we have to take.
Yeah,
and so he's like always hitting me up being like, oh my gosh, have you studied this? So we're still texting and he's still like commenting on my Instagram posts and like sliding up on my stories and somewhat putting in the work, but I know it's not that deep.
He's doing upkeep.
The thing I'll say is if somebody is repeatedly engaging with your Instagram story, they're in love with you.
That's what I'm hoping.
I think it's like, to me, especially if it's someone you don't entirely know that well, and it feels like they're being flirtatious, they probably are. Not that he's diehard for you. Not that he's not banging his way through Mexico. But it sort of feels like that, to me, is good evidence.
I do think it's good evidence. The waters I'm trying to get advice on is, how do I turn Buford down while also not making it totally awkward for the entire family to where I cannot pursue August or let August pursue me.
Okay. So Buford is coming to Los Angeles. You live in San Francisco and he's like, I would love to meet up with you, right? You're busy. You can't meet up.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's like if Buford comes to San Francisco to see you, then it's going to be a problem if you date Augustus. Because Buford, his heart will be broken and it'll cause drama between them, right? So I think you kind of can't have him come visit you, even if it might feel like the more polite thing to do would be like, oh yeah, like, well, I guess if you're already going to be here or whatever, he seems like he's trying to come up with an excuse to be in San Francisco. What do you think about that, Spencer?
I would agree. I also think you need to set things straight with Augustus.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's like an occasional once every year or so hookup.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, totally doable. Like you can make that happen.
Sure.
But it sounds like he's not easy to pin down. And it's like, and if that's something you want, you're going to have to get realistic.
Honey.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you haven't hooked up with either of them at this point, right?
I have not.
Whoa.
No, haven't.
Whoa. No. It sounds like if you told Augustus, I mean, yeah, Augustus seems like he's just kind of being the flirt. I'm picturing the kids from the kissing booth, by the way. You wait for Buford to reach out because he may realize himself that it's insane to do.
Hold for B.
So when Buffy Wilmore. Good old Buffy Wilmore. When Buffy reaches out to you, you need to just be like, and he'll be like, oh, by the way. And you just be like, oh, sorry, I'm super busy that month or that year. So if you're going to come, okay, I might only be able to meet up for coffee. Like, make it seem bad. Now,
yeah,
you
just
know?
like I would de-escalate it as ASAP. Like, hey, yeah, like, yeah, we can grab coffee.
Yeah, exactly. Sure.
Yeah.
Make it a coffee.
Okay.
He can't stay with you.
We can meet at the police station.
We have coffee at the police station. That's honestly a good thing to say to like a weird Tinder guy. Can we get coffee at the police station? It's kind of a good.
I love that. I will be using that in the future.
It's a good unhookup line. Okay. Well, yeah, to me, and also Augustus, like if you're trying to keep it hot and heavy with Augustus, just be like, hey, what's up? Like swing through.
Yeah. Like you need to like, do you want to hook up with this guy?
Yeah. Do you want to hook up with Augustus? Cause we'll tell you how.
You know, I don't know. Yeah. I just want, I just want confirmation, like, just not, like, I feel it's flirty, but I also would just like a more distinct answer.
It's flirty. I'm telling you
like,
right now.
An answer to what? Like, you know, like an answer to, like, will he hook up or will he date you?
Yeah.
Either. I feel uncertain about either.
He would hook up with you.
He would hook up with you for sure. I don't think that he's in a place right now to date you.
Yeah. Dude is in Mexico.
The dude is mentally
in
Mexico.
He is mentally in all ways except...
That's so funny. You know, yeah, I think that, like, this is the type of guy who is
he's in Mexico, if you know what I'm saying.
If you know what I'm saying. What's funny is, like, by the way, I do think it's crazy for Buford to fly to L.A. and drive to San Francisco. However, it is actually not crazy for Augustus to come from Mexico to Los Angeles. That is
That's what I want, Miles. That's what I want.
That's not that far. Like, I think it's, like, half the distance, maybe. And if Augustus is wanting to get that good, then I think that you can
that spicy yum yum,
that small beans,
it's the best Jack in the Box sauce, by the way.
That's right, spicy yum yum. I think you can tell him that if he wants a little of that, he can come to Los Angeles. In so many words,
yeah, send him like an armpit.
Well,
send
San Francisco, not Los Angeles.
Oh, really good point. I was doing the wrong math.
Yeah,
it's not the first
wrong
time
wrong
happened.
Airport.
That also happened to me at the SATs.
I also misspoke. It's spicy good. At Jack in the Box, yum yum sauce is what you get at Japanese restaurants. That's my bad.
Thank you for the clarification.
Thank you, Spencer.
Both are amazing. I'm really hungry.
I'm starving, by the way. So got it. It actually makes no sense for him to come up from Mexico. But thank you so much for calling in. And I'm really hoping that for you, it's all coming up, Augustus.
Thank you, Miles. Thank you guys so much for your advice.
Absolutely happy to give it. You have a fantastic evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye. And there you have it.
That was great. That felt really good.
That felt good.
That felt like the one time we really gave advice. But yeah, I mean, that's like, I've been in that situation so many times where it's like, you got to just lay it on the line. Like, hey, like, I want to hook up.
Yeah.
I want to date. It's no. Like the two genders.
Anytime that has someone... Those are the two genders. Yeah. I want to hook up. I want to date.
Yeah.
I will say that anytime anyone is any... I think that's true. Maybe barring one or two times, anytime a woman has ever said that to me, I've been like, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think that it was just because I was like, yeah, great, cool. Like, if I was a single person that's like, yeah, I'm dating people, anytime everyone's just laid it on the line, like, hey, what's up? Like, you should come over, or like, we should whatever.
Yeah,
it's always been easy to understand and execute on.
Sorry, I'm kind of in smosh mode where, like, you, this is going to just be a sound so funny. You have to, like, really be, like, so, and it's like, in a lot of space on the internet, you have to be so specific. It's like, oh, by the way, I'm talking about, like, when I am single. Like, because, like, so many times people are like, oh, so you're a cheater. It's like, no, I am saying no, when I am single and I am in a situation where someone is like, hey, do you want to come over? It's like, yeah, yeah, like, that's, like, there's just so many, like...
That's funny. Yeah, yeah, obviously. It'd be like, fucking crazy if I was like, it's like, yeah, whenever. It's, anyone text me ever?
Yeah, it's like, oh, I will. Yeah, it's like, I will leave my wife. No, you know, it's just... And it's like that kind of that Twitter meme where it's like, oh, cheeseburgers are delicious. It's like, oh, so you hate hot dogs. It's
yeah,
like,
I know.
No, I literally did not say that. Like, it's like, I am saying for the purposes, like, use a little... take a walk with me.
Anything you say on the internet has to be like safeguarded against assholes.
Yeah, so that's why I'm like, look, like when someone is like interested in, and you're flirty and you're both single, like I see no reason not to hook up.
Right, exactly. I agree with that, by the way. Yeah, and it's just, yeah, I don't know. I think putting it all out there is really good. And you don't have to say specifically...
you don't have to use the...
We should hook up.
Yeah.
We should, but you can be like...
Let's watch a movie.
Yeah, the movie's great. You should come over.
Yeah.
Honestly... I think those two words would save a lot of people a lot of grief.
Yeah.
Come over. That's it. That's as simple as it gets. Come over. People know what that means. Yeah. People are down to clown. They know what's good.
You can read between the lines.
They can read between the lines of come
over,
and over
after the sun has set.
That's right. When it's dark, 7:27 p.m.
Is that right?
Come over. I don't know. Well, Spencer, we have one final segment. It's a segment we like to call Get Real. This is a segment where we force a genuine moment in an effort to learn more about each other and ourselves. And it's been a pleasure to have you on the show.
It's been so great. If this is what podcasts are like, sign me up.
That's right. First podcast.
Yeah.
Well, now, Spencer, obviously you make a living being silly.
I know. It's crazy.
Playing games, etc. on the internet. You also know a lot, I feel like, about film and the entertainment industry. You're somebody that I think has a similar brain to me and a lot of people I know, where, like, you are interested in little factoids, little lines. You sort of pick things up like a sponge, an informational sponge about the media and entertainment industry. What are your hopes and dreams? You're obviously in a cool position now, but, like, I think it sometimes feels vulnerable to state, like, oh yeah, I'd actually love to do this specific thing. And I found that, especially in digital media, I, like, found my way into the thing that I did for many years.
Exactly. No, I mean, yeah. That's like, I you know, especially people our age, or, you know, I think, how old are you?
30.
Okay, I'm 32. So it's like, yeah, people around our age, like, you know, YouTube wasn't like digital media wasn't like a goal. Whereas now, I feel like as a kid, it's like, you know, I want to be a YouTuber, and it feels like,
oh yeah,
it feels like more attainable. But for me, it's like there was kind of no context for that. And so I kind of just happened into all of it. And I never thought I would be like on camera. Like, that was not my dream.
Yeah.
My dream was to direct movies.
Cool. Yeah. That's awesome.
And, you know, and now it's like, you know, I've pared that way back. So I'm like, frankly, that's scary as shit.
Totally.
You know, but it's like, I would love to direct a short film.
Yeah.
Like one made outside of the context of like a 2 or 3 day film festival.
Yeah, right.
You know, to really be, you know, put in effort and be involved in every step of the process, like, you know, the writing, the filming it, and then the editing. You know, I would want to, I didn't talk about my history, but I was an editor for like 10 years.
Oh yeah. For
so
sure.
That's like, that's my bread and butter, or was my bread and butter.
I mean, that's similar to me.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, I would want to be involved in every step of that process.
Yeah. I do. Like, I find that, I mean, maybe just the type of, as I was talking, it was like the type of brain that I am describing is also like editor's brains.
Yeah.
I also am an editor, and I find that specifically that helps me in so many goddamn different ways. I think it helps me as a performer. It helps me as, I just directed a short film last December.
Living my dream.
I know.
Living my dream.
Living your dream.
I sit up straighter as I sit up straighter.
You're like, yeah, oh yeah, did you? No, but I directed the short film that I wrote and I co-directed with a friend of mine, and we're just trying to finish it up. It honestly, at this point, was like a year and a half ago. But I found that to be really rewarding, and it was funny. I found that it was the experience of, it's like in Dragon Ball Z after they're wearing the turtle shells and then they go to the tournament.
I don't know what you're talking
about. Thanks for being on this. Like, I felt like all of the digital media training I've done, all of the like billion different fucking premiere projects that I've been editing over the last decade, like, I was like, oh, this all makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Like, I know exactly how I will do this. And obviously there's learning its narrative. It's slightly different than this, than the other. But like, having directed, I don't even know, fucking sketches. I'd like directed a commercial a couple of years ago and I was like nervous going into it. And then I got there and I was like, oh,
yeah,
I've been doing this before. And yeah, I find that it just helps so much. And I think it's sick that you're trying to get into short stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for having me. This was awesome.
Yeah.
Traffic aside, great experience.
Sorry you had traffic.
No, it's, you couldn't have foreseen that.
Spencer, where can people find you if they want more you?
I'm on Smosh Pit and Smosh Games is where I work.
Hell yeah,
you know, I'm behind the camera. I'm on camera. I do it all.
Behind the sea, on sea. Thanks for being on the show. And what are your social handles? People follow you.
At Spencer. I think on everything, but it's spelled weird. So, good luck.
No,
it's at SPENNSER.
Hell yeah.
And so people think my name is spelled with an S, like SPENSER.
I did for a second. Then I was like,
no, so it's just regular. It's SPENCER.
Okay. There you go.
It's like regular spelled.
Regular Spencer.
Yeah.
This is just regular Spencer.
This is just, you know, I'm just a regular guy. You take away the moniker. I'm just a regular guy.
Just a regular guy. Just like you guys at home. Well, if you're out there and you have a problem and you're wondering, how can I solve this? Just remember that no matter who you are or where you are, perfection is only a call away.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.